This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. This'll just take a minute.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Skip to September 2nd, 1945. United States forces in Japan reach the temporary headquarters of the Masaki Marine Biological Station, and they find a note on the door that reads in part in English, "This is a marine biological station with our history of over 60 years. Some of you might know Woods Hole or Puget Sound Biological Station. This place is a place like one of these. Take care of this place and protect the possibility for the continuation of our peaceful research. You can destroy the weapons and war instruments, but save the civil equipments for Japanese students. When you are through with your job here, notify to the university and let us come back to our scientific home." Signed, the last one to go. The last one to go turned out to have been Katsuma Dan, educated at the University of Pennsylvania. Dan lived another half century and went on to make important contributions to our understanding of fertilization and development. But his great scientific legacy may be his poignant plea for respect for research. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.